Lucy, dear, could you stop a moment?
Sorry, Mrs. O'Donnell. Was I disturbing you?
No. I just thought I heard something. Gunfire or cars. I must have been imagining it.
Perhaps it's on the radio. There. Can you hear anything now?
No, but I don't think the composer ever considered using the sound of gunfire as an accompaniment to his music.
Tchaikovsky used cannons in the 1812 overture.
Tchaikovsky was a musical genius. And besides, he was writing about the defence of Moscow against Napoleon's army. It's difficult to write music about a war without incorporating some kind of reference to violence. Mr. Scott Joplin, on the other hand, is a competent tinkerer who wrote disposable tunes for the masses.
You used to like it when they played Joplin at the Nairobi Tennis Club. You used to say you wanted to hear more.
I don't believe I ever said that.
I remember Mr. O'Donnell brought a record back with him from England last time he went. You played it once and then put it away.
You are very young, Lucy. You have a lot to learn.
I wonder if anyone will write a symphony about this revolution.
This is not a revolution. This is a tawdry uprising on the part of some discontented natives who don't know when they're well off.
Even so, it's been a fortnight now. You would think that things would have calmed down. You would think that we would have heard something.
The British government will not let this situation go on for long. They will send the troops in, and everything will go back to the way it was.
Sometimes I wonder if we're the only white people left in Kenya.
Don't be foolish, girl. Yes, the natives have cut the lines of communication and taken control of a few government buildings, but my husband and your father and everyone else are fighting back. Now, you go back to your letter or whatever it is, and don't you worry about it.
I'm writing to my father, letting him know how I am and where I am.
There is no post. You do know that, don't you?
Someone might pass by on their way to Nairobi. They could take the letter. Daddy won't know where to find me otherwise. It's not like this is our farmhouse.
It was fortunate that we found it.
Elizabeth, Christine, lunch is nearly ready.
Coming.
Hello, Sylvia. Hello, Lucy. You heard the gong, I assume, so I won't bang it again. Lunch isn't much, I'm afraid. More tinned rations and some sweet potatoes from the garden.
I'm sure it'll be wonderful. How are the supplies holding up?
Oh, we're managing. Christine eats like a bird anyway, and poor Lucy can't keep anything down.
Still feeling rough, Lucy?
Running a bit of a temperature, I'm afraid.
You look a trifle flushed. You should get Elizabeth to take a look at you.
I already did. She said she thought it was just a touch of jippy tummy. That and, you know, the stress of waiting and not knowing about what's happened to my family. She's given me some powders.
We were lucky Elizabeth ended up here at the farm. I don't know who better we could have hoped for than a doctor. Except perhaps a good pastry chef.
Have either of you seen Christine today? She didn't answer just now.
She went for a lie down after breakfast. I think she's got a touch of jippy tummy too.
I hope you didn't start without me. Any news on the radio?
To date, the BBC World Service has been remarkably quiet about the Mau Mau uprising. They seem much more interested in the music of Scott Joplin. I blame the Prime Minister. Winston Churchill had no business taking Britain into the Second World War, and he's a senile old fool now. I sometimes wonder if he'll have the stomach to act against the rebels.
You mean you think the army's not coming?
Oh, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm tired and I'm worried and I'm sick of listening out for the sound of gunfire. I just want it all to be over.
I hate to sound like a cliché, but it's quiet out there. Too quiet.
Better that than the alternative.
Can you see anything, Elizabeth?
Nothing's moving, apart from the breeze and the trees. The sky's clouding over. I think we're in for a storm.
Too early in the season for a storm.
I've been wondering, was this house built in a natural clearing or did the owners deliberately cut down the jungle around it?
A little of both, I suspect.
I've been trying to remember who did own this farm.
I'd feel a lot happier if we could see the fence or the main gates. I worry that the natives will get in without us knowing, and the first we'll know about it is when we see them coming round a bend in the driveway waving their guns.
I think it was the Braithwaites, Maud and Harold.
There are rifles or shotguns beside every window, upstairs and down, and Lucy and I have been checking every quarter hour.
All the Thornycrofts, perhaps.
I've been doing upstairs and Sylvia's been doing downstairs.
I see someone knows their way round a rifle.
So do you, apparently. My husband taught me to shoot when we first arrived in Kenya.
How very practical of him. Could you shoot a person? A man?
Oh, yes.
Perhaps we ought to set up a rota. Let each of us take a turn at the windows, upstairs and down.
Yes, I think it was the Thornycrofts. Don't you think a rota is a little well, officious. I mean, this isn't Nazi Germany, is it?
No. If it was, the natives wouldn't be allowed to revolt.
Well said.
I tell you what, I'll pop upstairs and do a tour round the windows before we have lunch.
Are you sure you're feeling up to it?
Those powders you gave me helped settle my stomach.
Good girl.
Check in on Christine. She shouldn't be still asleep.
Perhaps we ought to be setting up shifts. Two people asleep and three awake all the time, one on continuous sentry duty. That way we can't be taken by surprise at night.
Only three of us awake at any one time? Well, how could we play bridge then?
Denise, my dear, I rather think we have bigger concerns than getting a four for bridge.
Well, I know there's a revolution going on, but I don't think we should let that be an excuse for letting our standards slip. We are British, after all. And talking of which, I'll go and serve up lunch. Where are the servants when you need them?
Outside, setting fire to things, I think you'll find.
Ah, the British Empire at its glorious best.
A trifle bitter there, Dr. Klein.
Not bitter, just regretful.
Regretting what, exactly?
Things that might have been.
Germany is a very progressive country, it seems to me. Always looking to the future. Just look at how you were allowed to become a doctor. You wouldn't find that kind of thing happening in Britain.
Have you been to Germany, Mrs. O'Donnell?
My husband is German. We met in Munich in 1933.
That must have been awkward. Later.
Yes. O'Donnell is not my married name. Heinrich feels that we should use my surname rather than his, even now.
Very wise.
Mrs. McCormack, are you awake? Christine? It's Lucy. It's nearly lunchtime. Well, I'll make sure they leave a plate for you in the oven to keep warm. Mrs. McCormack, is that you? You all right? Christine? I'll get Dr. Klein. Oh, you started without me.
We did wait, but the food was going cold, and you were taking so long.
How is Mrs. McCormack?
I think she's still asleep, but...
But what, child?
I thought I heard something in her room.
An intruder?
No. Well, at least I don't think so. More like a fluttering, as if there was a bird trapped in there.
Don't be fanciful. Christine wouldn't have opened her windows. And even if she did, I can't imagine a bird flying inside.
Maybe she's ill.
I'll check in on her after lunch, but I'm sure she's fine.
But what about that noise?
It was the wind playing tricks.
Did you check the rest of the windows?
All the ones I could get to. There's nothing out there but the jungle and the clearing and the animals. And the storm clouds.
Storm clouds? It's not the rainy season yet, surely.
Elizabeth, are you all right? It's just thunder.
Just thunder? Yes, of course it is. Sorry, just had a dizzy turn.
Even the weather is rising up against us.
We should close the storm shutters.
If we do that, we won't be able to spot when the natives attack.
When?
If.
I think it might be worth doing a tour of the boundary fence later, just to check that there aren't any breaks.
I'll go. I could do with a walk.
I'll go with you.
Can you handle a gun?
I'm sure it can't be that hard.
Well, this stretch is still intact. We must have covered half the boundary by now.
Only half? Feels like we've been walking for hours.
You should play more tennis at the club.
Well, I look forward to the time when I can.
So far, I've not seen any breaks in the fence or any signs that the Mau Mau are getting close. What about you?
I thought I saw smoke on the horizon earlier, but it might just have been heat haze. Oh, damn this place. Why can't things just go back to the way they were? We were happy. The natives were happy. At least they always seemed that way. If they wanted to be treated differently, they could have just told us, couldn't they? No need for all this fighting and burning buildings.
All they've done is to prove that they're not grown up enough to run their own affairs. They're like children. They need us to look after them. I think it's time to move on to the next section. Another hour or so should see us finished. Then I suggest we repair back to the house and we settle into a couple of well-deserved gin and tonics. Denise? What's the matter?
I thought... I thought I saw something moving through the trees over there.
A person?
I'm not sure. I just saw a flash of colour. Turquoise and iridescent like silk.
You saw someone wearing a blue silk dress in the middle of the rainforest? Well, let's hope they can play bridge as well.
I didn't see a person. It was more like leaves caught in a sudden flurry of wind. Blue leaves or petals or something. Spinning. Then it was gone.
No gin and tonic for you when we get back.
I'm going over to take a look.
I'll cover you from here. No sense in us both going. Anything?
Oh, my good Lord!
What is it?
Come and look!
I thought at first it was just a fallen tree trunk, but it's not. It's a body covered in blood.
A native, do you think?
It must be.
So thin. Look at its knees and elbows. They're swollen like turnips.
We're malnourished.
There's something not right about this. I'm no doctor, but surely legs and arms bend in the middle, not there.
And look! There's another joint.
It's got two knees in each leg.
And two elbows in each arm. I think it's got a deformity of some kind.
Or a disease. Leprosy might cause something like this. Or polio.
Oh, Sylvia, look. It's alive.
We should kill it.
What?
It's not one of us. Not British. I don't know whether it's a native or some kind of strange ape, but I think it's dangerous. It might be infectious.
I don't think leprosy can make a person look like this. Looks more like the result of a car accident. You know what I mean. Bones broken and then reset badly. I think Elizabeth needs to look at this.
Are you mad?
It may not be British, but we are. If we just left it here, we'd be no better than the Mau Mau.
If we take it back, we could be signing our own death warrants.
Oh, surely we're better than that. We have a responsibility to look after the sick and injured.
Oh, all right, all right. Get me some branches while I pull down some vines.
What are you going to do?
If you intend pressing ahead with this lunacy, then the least I can do is to help make a stretcher. This thing may be small, but it's still going to be an effort getting it back to the house.
Well, it's not a native, that's for sure. You can get quite a variation in African tribes, from pygmies like the Biaka or the Twa to extremely tall and thin like the Watusi. But I've never heard of anything like this before. And the joints are natural, not the result of a deformity or an illness.
We thought it might be an animal of some kind, a previously undiscovered species.
Possible, I suppose. The fingers are long, indicating some kind of arboreal heritage, and it has an opposable thumb. No. Make that two opposable thumbs. How very odd. The cranial development indicates a large brain. If it's an ape, then it's somewhere up at the chimpanzee or gorilla level, rather than a new type of marmoset.
We can't keep calling it. We need to give it a name.
Oh, how twee. You'll be knitting it clothes next.
Abraham. Abe the ape.
Dear God, preserve us.
Interesting. This blood on its skin is coming from these scratches. Hundreds of them, thousands. Tiny scratches all over its body.
Knife scratches?
Too small.
Was it tortured?
Too many questions and not enough answers. It's asleep now. Let it rest. I'll make a full examination later.
I think we ought to tie it to the bed.
Don't be silly. It's barely larger than a child.
Denise, see if you can find a key to fit the lock on this bedroom door. At least we can stop it wandering around the house when it wakes up. I think...
What in heaven's name is that?
Someone's at the door.
It can't be Lucy. She's in the drawing room writing a letter.
And as far as I know, Christine is still asleep in her room.
Is it the Mau Mau?
If it is, they're displaying considerably more politeness than I would have expected of them.
Well, shall we answer it?
Denise, bring the rifle.
Is it the army? Are we rescued?
Stand back. Denise, are you ready?
Just about.
Good afternoon, ladies. May I borrow a cup of sugar?
Who is it?
It's a white man in a linen suit, and he's got an umbrella.
Are you from the British government?
Were you expecting someone?
We were rather hoping for the army.
Or the diplomatic corps.
Or even a decent pastry chef.
I'm sorry to disappoint you. May I come in?
Oh, where are our manners? Yes, please do come in.
I'm the doctor.
We already have a doctor. Where is Elizabeth? She was here a moment ago.
I think she popped back upstairs. I'm Lucy, by the way. Lucy Watts.
Sylvia O'Donnell.
Denise Waterford.
Charmed to meet you. What a lovely place you have here. You can stop pointing that rifle at me, by the way.
Oh, excuse me. I forgot I was holding it.
Is it just the four of you here?
Christine is asleep upstairs. Christine McCormack.
And there's Abraham.
What's the news from England?
Are the army coming?
How much of the country do the Mau Mau control?
The Mau Mau uprising. Kenya, 1950s. Yes, of course. I'm pleased to be able to tell you that the British government is pursuing a diplomatic solution through dialogue with the rebel spokesman Jomo Kenyatta. The worst of the fighting is over, but I fear that the country you knew is gone forever. Self-rule is the inevitable outcome.
Ridiculous! The natives can't govern themselves. They can barely grow enough food to keep themselves alive, and the different tribes are always at each other's throats.
Would you like a cup of tea?
That would be exceptionally kind. From rifles to tea in less than a minute. What a record, even for me.
How exactly did you get here? We would have heard a car.
Oh, I have my transport.
One man parachuted alone into the dark heart of Africa to reach an accommodation with the rebellious natives. How romantic.
How foolhardy.
Are you alone?
For the while. Why do you ask?
We found someone in the rainforest earlier. They were injured.
How very interesting. It does sound like something that would happen to a companion of mine. But for now, I'm travelling by myself.
Dr. Klein thinks that the person we found is deformed in some way.
Dr. Klein?
Yes, do you know her?
Blonde, blue-eyed and strikingly attractive, with an air of an Aryan about her?
Yes.
I believe our paths have crossed.
How lovely!
I think it's time I met this strange interloper and the creature you found in the rainforest as well. Hello? Well, well, well. What do we have here? You're not from this planet, are you, my friend? Two joints in each limb, reticulated skin, and those eyes. You've possibly the saddest eyes I've ever seen.
I concur. Apart from the bit about the eyes, that's just poetic license.
Dr. Klein, I presume. Please don't stay in the shadows. Come into the light.
I had a feeling we would meet again, somewhere, somehow. At first it was a certainty, then a hope, then just a dream.
Oh, I never had any doubt about it.
That was your TARDIS I heard earlier. I thought I was imagining things.
Still lusting after it so you can go back and change history.
Change it back, you mean?
You still believe that your reality is the right one, and this one is some kind of monstrous mistake?
I remember a world that doesn't exist and never will. I remember people who have never been born. Sometimes I think I'm going mad. Other times I think you're the one who's insane. You must be insane to believe you have the right to just reorder reality the way you want.
Not the way I want. The way it should be.
No Miss McShane this time around? I'm sure I would have heard her by now if she was here.
I'm travelling on my own now. And what about you? Where have you been hiding yourself away since our last encounter?
After the war ended in that farcical victory for Britain, I escaped to South America. There's quite a little colony of National Socialists down there. A home away from home.
Yes, I remember bumping into one of them. Mr. De Flores, I believe. He was just as fanatical as you. It must be something in the water down there.
Ah, Hans. He was always the Führer's favourite. I hope that one day when the Fourth Reich emerges to take its rightful place leading the world, Hans will be the new Führer.
And will he make the trains run on time?
You say that as if it's a bad thing to have a predictable transport system.
That rather depends on how you make the trains run on time and what happens to the drivers who are late.
I'm not going to be distracted by simplistic moralising. You believe this creature to be from the stars?
It's not native to Earth, I know that much. I don't recognise the species, however.
So the double joints and the colour of its skin are natural?
As far as I can tell. But these scratches all over its body concern me. I presume you didn't make them yourself in some despicable attempt to extract information from it?
Scratches as shallow as this are no use in interrogations.
I bow to your superior expertise.
And I can't see how they could have been caused in a fight. They would have been much deeper and more savage.
Which leaves?
The best theory I can come up with is that the creature ran through a thorn bush and scratched itself badly. I would have given it a tetanus shot and some antibiotics, but if it really does come from the stars, then I might just end up poisoning it.
How very Hippocratic of you.
Whatever you may think of us, Doctor, the National Socialists were never barbarians. We did what we did for the betterment of the human race.
And when Dr. Mengele gave twins the same dose of poison in order to see whether they would take the same amount of time to die, was that justified? Did that add to the sum of human knowledge?
Dr. Mengele had only the best motives, but his methods were questionable. Even the Führer came to acknowledge that. But you shouldn't tar the entire Third Reich with the actions of just one man. Would you like me to list all the British and American researchers who have committed abuses against their fellow man?
Don't bother. The history of humanity is a history of abuse by the more powerful directed against the less powerful. Sometimes I wonder why I like your species so much.
And is it different out in the stars, Doctor? Is it all peace and light out there?
Not so you would notice.
And there was I thinking you had the moral high ground when you're just fighting down on the lowlands with the rest of us.
There's another plate over on the Arga. It looks like someone left their lunch. Do you want me to pass it over?
Oh, drat. I put that out for Christine, but I completely forgot to take it up to her. I'll take it up now. I know it's cold, but she might still fancy it. Christine, are you awake, dear? Christine, it's Denise. I've got some lunch for you. I'll just leave it inside the door.
What is it?
What's the matter?
Are you all right?
Christine, look at her.
Every square inch of skin has been scratched.
Is she dead?
Yes, and I fear this is just the beginning.
Got some lunch for you. I'll just leave it inside the door.
What is it?
What's the matter?
Are you all right?
It's Christine. Look at her.
Every square inch of skin has been scratched.
Is she dead?
Yes, and I fear this is just the beginning.
What on earth happened to her?
I rather think she was attacked by something.
Look at the window. It's been smashed to smithereens.
It's that creature, the one we found in the jungle. It slaughtered Christine and escaped.
I don't think so. Dr. Klein and I have been with the creature, and it's unconscious.
And look, the glass is on the inside, which means that whatever it was came into the house from the outside.
And presumably went back out the same way.
Is that what made the scratches on her body? The smashing glass?
I think not.
Look, there are scratches on her legs beneath her skirt, and on her arms under her sleeves, and on her scalp beneath the hair. Glass slivers couldn't have penetrated all that way. Something got close and attacked her.
And remember the scratches on the body of that poor unfortunate creature in the other room.
Abraham, but he's still alive.
Exactly. Which means that the question isn't what killed your friend here. No, the real question is, why is your friend dead and Abraham still alive?
Actually, I think you'll find that the real question is which one of us is going to be next.
What are you implying?
There's some kind of animal on the loose. It's come into the house once by smashing a window and presumably left the same way. You don't need to be Werner von Braun to work out that it could do it again.
What makes you think it's an animal? Surely it's more likely to be the Mau Mau.
Elizabeth is right. If it was the Mau Mau, they'd still be here in the house.
Well, are we sure they're not?
I really think we'd know about it by now if they were. Psychological terror is not really their forte. They'd be attacking us at this very moment with spears and machetes.
In which case, might I recommend that our first course of action should be to bar all the windows?
Well, that could take hours. Where are we going to get the wood?
Well, we could close the storm shutters. They're meant to be able to stand up to monsoon weather.
Lucy's right.
But they can't be locked.
They don't need to be locked if this thing is just some kind of animal. Anyway, we could use a chain or string, or we could tie the shutters together, just to be sure.
But how are we going to see if the Mama are approaching the house if the storm shutters are closed?
One problem at a time, dear. Just one problem at a time. Lucy, you and Elizabeth take the ground floor. Denise, you and I will take this floor. Doctor...
Oh, I'll stay here. Once I secure the storm shutters on this window, I'll pop across and take another look at our friend Abraham. Somehow he's the key to all this. I feel sure of it.
And what about... What about Christine? What are we going to do about her?
Dr. Klein and I need to examine her body for evidence that might allow us to identify what kind of animal killed her.
And then...
And then we sew her up in a shroud made from bedsheets and we bury her outside deep enough so that the hyenas won't be able to get to her.
Doctor, remember, they've just lost a friend. We all have.
There'll be time enough to mourn her later. For now, survival is our priority.
There. Do you think that's deep enough?
I've got no way of judging. I've never had to do this kind of thing before. I think it'll be fine. Why not seek the doctor's opinion? He seems to know everything.
He does like to give that impression.
Should we trust him? After all, he turned up only a few moments before we found poor Christine.
We shouldn't trust him an inch. He's devious, manipulative and arrogant.
But he seems so innocuous.
That's his greatest asset.
I thought you two knew each other.
We were never friends.
If you don't mind me asking, where did you meet?
Chronologically, it was at Colditz Castle in 1944.
How strange. My husband, Heinrich, was stationed near there for a while during the war. He was in the Waffen SS. I've never really told anyone that before.
People judge. All Germans are Nazis. All Nazis are like the Gestapo. All Gestapo are monsters. So simple. So wrong.
But it wasn't like that before the war. The Mitford girls were back and forth between Germany and Britain all the time. We had grand balls and parties, and the officers were all so fine in their uniforms. Britain and Germany were friends. And then it all went wrong, and nobody could admit to knowing any Germans anymore, which is why we had to come to Kenya. I suppose we ought to get everyone together, say a few words about Christine.
Did you know her very well?
Her husband was in trade. We didn't really move in the same circles. I'd bump into her now and then in Nairobi. She was a member of the tennis club, although I'm not quite sure who put her up.
She seemed pleasant.
Pleasant. Not much of an epitaph.
I don't think there is such a thing as a good epitaph. How do you sum up a person's whole life in a few well-chosen words?
What would you want them to say about you?
That I put things right.
Yes. Yes, I'd be happy with that as well.
Do you think he'll ever wake up?
I don't even know what's keeping him asleep.
He looks so strange. Like a lost child.
Yes, but that's no guarantee of good behaviour. Poor Abraham here could be a mass murderer or a slave. A megalomaniac financier. Or a pirate. We just don't know.
You say that as if he's intelligent, like us. Surely he's either a native who's horribly deformed, or he's some kind of, I don't know, hairless ape or something.
Strange. But some of my best friends have been hairless apes. Abraham here may look strange to your eyes, but try to see beyond that. Just because something is different doesn't mean that it is inferior.
If my father was here, he'd say you're some kind of Bolshevik talking like that. Oh, I'm going to go for a lie down, if you don't mind. I'm feeling a little sick.
You're looking flushed. Let me feel your forehead.
Your hands are cold.
You know what they say. Cold hands, too hot. You're running a temperature.
Elizabeth said she thought I had a touch of, you know, digestive problems. She gave me something to settle my stomach. Andrew's liver salts.
I didn't realise she was medically qualified. How long have you had that rash on your neck?
What rash?
I don't remember seeing it earlier. Yes, you do need to rest, I think. Perhaps some antibiotics would help.
I'll be in my room.
I feel as if I've got half the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle and the top of the box is missing. What do you think, my friend? Yes, that's your answer to everything.
Talking to yourself, Doctor?
It's the only way I get an intelligent debate. I'm worried about young Lucy.
I know she's feeling a bit under the weather, but she's been under a lot of stress.
She's also got a rash developing on her neck. It's come up fast. It wasn't there half an hour ago. My first thought was meningitis, but the rash fades if you press on it.
Damn! It's not as if I have access to a full range of medical supplies here. I can diagnose, but I'm pretty much stumped when it comes to treatment.
I didn't realise you had a medical qualification. I assumed your doctorate was in physics.
I had to do something to pass the time while I was in South America, so I re-qualified. There were plenty of German doctors around who had time on their hands.
And yet you ended up here, in Africa.
The Dark Continent has always held a fascination for me. I couldn't see myself whiling away the years dreaming of past glories like Hans de Flores and his wolf pack. And I spent far too long as it was dreaming of future glories that aren't going to happen.
Unless you help them along. Surely you haven't given up your dreams of recasting the future in the image you remember.
In my version of history, the Third Reich controlled this entire continent. When the Mau Mau started their rebellion, they were crushed instantly. Wave upon wave of German aircraft swept overhead, carpet-bombing the tribal areas. We wiped them out. That's how to manage a continent, Doctor. No debate, no negotiation, just an instant and overwhelming response. But here in your milk-and-water world, the only forces that will be sent in will be battalions of men in pinstripe suits and bowler hats to reason with the upstart natives by talking slowly in loud voices. Kenya will get its independence, and it won't be the last country to do so. And in 50 years' time, this continent will have degenerated into a mass of squabbling tribes and minor civil wars. No order, no cohesion, just chaos.
Perhaps. But there's something else, isn't there? Something you're not telling me.
How annoyingly perceptive of you. Yes. When the carpet bombing had stopped and the various native tribes had been eradicated, we sent in teams of builders to construct new cities. Within 3 years, most of them were dead. Some kind of disease, a virulent plague like nothing anyone had ever seen before. It wasn't infectious, but it was carried by something. The wind, insects. The Führer put me in charge of a team of doctors and sent me to investigate, but we were all evacuated before I could make any progress. It was years before we dared come back into Africa.
And that's why you re-qualified as a doctor. You want to solve the puzzle.
I don't often fail, Doctor. I like to make a difference. If not then now.
And you think Lucy has the disease?
I wasn't sure with the fever. The rash makes it more likely.
How long?
Depending on her strength. Days, maybe.
Tell me that you don't want to isolate the disease, cultivate it and use it in some twisted scheme to put the Nazis back on top.
Credit me with some intelligence, Doctor. Bacteria don't care who they kill and they can't be aimed. If I were to do as you suggest, I might just wipe humanity out and then I'd have no chance of reversing history. No, if you only even believe one thing that I tell you, believe this. I want to discover what this plague is and stop it, not encourage it.
I hope you're telling me the truth, Klein. For the sake of the world, I hope you're telling me the truth.
Nearly time for the news. What are you doing?
Just trying to occupy my mind.
I hope that's not a pullover for that creature upstairs.
Well, he doesn't have any clothes of his own and ours won't fit him.
For some reason, I can't see that creature in twin set and pearls.
Just a moment, I'll turn the radio up.
This is the BBC Overseas Service. Here is the news. In Kenya, it has been reported that Governor Sir Evelyn Baring has declared a state of emergency 2 weeks after taking up office. Troops and police have arrested nearly 100 leaders of the so-called Mau Mau insurgency in and around Nairobi, including their spokesman, Mr. Jomo Kenyatta. The Mau Mau's stated aims, as reported in their manifesto, are to take lands away from the white settlers and place them in tribal hands. Reports from outlying towns and villages indicate a surge in violent activity, and there has been a rise in attacks on farms belonging to white settlers. These attacks are spreading to the areas outside Nairobi. Remaining Mau Mau leaders have reportedly taken refuge in the wilderness. The fighters allied to them are said to be already too well entrenched to be uprooted by the mass arrests. Unconfirmed reports from London state that a battalion of the Lancashire Fusiliers has been flown in from the Middle East to Nairobi, while a Royal Navy cruiser is heading for Mombasa Harbour, carrying a further battalion of Royal Marines. European settlers are asked to stay calm and to wait for the British army to arrive. And now the economy.
Oh, how wonderful! The army's been sent in to help.
Yes, but attacks against white farms and European settlers are on the increase. Which one will get to us first, the army or the Mau Mau?
So, your contention is what? That the carpet bombing your people inflicted on this continent somehow spread a disease that had been confined to a small local area?
It's not beyond the realms of possibility. The heat and humidity of this place causes bacteria and viruses to evolve quicker than anywhere on the planet. Most of the more deadly diseases started off in Africa, some of them crossing species boundaries from animals to humans and becoming more virulent in the process. Africa is a crucible for deadly plagues.
I think he's waking up.
Maybe he can tell us what this thing is that killed Christine. Can you hear me? Nod if you can hear me. Nothing. Maybe he doesn't speak English.
That shouldn't matter. Let me try. Don't be frightened, my friend. I'm the doctor, and this is, my friend, Dr. Klein. We're here to help you.
Is that a language?
If it was, I'd be able to understand it.
Don't tell me you're fluent in all of the local native languages.
The TARDIS allows me to understand any language, human or alien, except for Esperanto, which, for some reason, it's never been able to get the hang of.
I'd wondered how you and Miss McShane were so fluent in German. He's obviously trying to communicate. Just look at his eyes.
I wish we could understand what he's trying to tell us. Let me examine your throat. Yes, just tip your head back. That's right, yep. Yeah. Open wide. Say, anti-disestablishmentarianism. Yeah, that's close enough.
What are you looking for?
Vocal cords. They're well developed. The tongue as well. Abe here shouldn't have any trouble speaking. He's got all the physical equipment and his cranial capacity indicates intelligence. But something is stopping him from actually forming the right words.
Perhaps he just doesn't want to.
Or somebody else doesn't want him to.
Knit one, drop one, purl one.
You'd be better off putting it on a leash and letting it run around outside.
What in heaven's name was that?
Move away from the window. Pass me that shotgun.
Here. Do you think it's something trying to get in?
I'm sure of it.
What was that noise?
Something smashed the window.
Good thing the storm shutters were closed.
And it's a good thing whatever it was that tried to get in couldn't force its way through them.
What are you doing?
I'm taking a look outside.
Be careful, it might still be out there.
I think you better give me the shotgun.
Why?
Because the way your hands are shaking, you're just as likely to shoot the doctor as anything else. And while there have been times when I would have supported you, I think we need him now.
I can see multiple points of impact here, as if something large and irregular crashed against the shutters, pushing the window back until it shattered.
A shotgun blast, perhaps?
No, there's no damage to the shutters themselves, and no pellets. I suggest that we evacuate this room and lock the door. We'll set up base camp in the dining room.
Oh!
That reminds me, I was going to do an omelette for dinner, but we've got no eggs in the house. I need to pop out to the hen house. Can someone come with me and stand guard?
It's dangerous out there. I don't think wandering around is recommended.
I'll come. I could do with stretching my legs.
If I pick some more sweet potatoes, I can do a potato salad as well.
If you're set on going out there, then I'd better come with you. I want to check on this window from the outside anyway.
Whatever for?
Scratches. If I can find some, then I might be able to estimate the size of the creature that smashed the window. Yes, just as I suspected. Look at this.
But they're tiny.
Tiny little scratches all over the window frame and the shutters.
Just like the tiny scratches on the creature's body.
And on the unfortunate Christine. Where did Denise go?
Denise!
Over here! By the hen house!
Stay where we can see you! So what are we dealing with here? A horde of very small monkeys?
Not quite. Unless they were flying monkeys. I used to have arguments with Frank L. Baum about that. I told him that if monkeys had wings, then technically they wouldn't be monkeys anymore. But he wouldn't listen.
What do you mean?
The Wizard of Oz.
I meant about flying, not about monkeys.
You're right. This is not about monkeys. Look, there.
What is that?
A feather. A tiny blue feather.
The bird it belongs to would be about the size of my thumb.
There's something... Oh, yes. Yeah. Got it, yes. As I suspected. Hold out your hand.
What are you... Oh, it's sharp.
I suspect a high concentration of metallic ions. Be careful with it. Don't let it scratch you. The feather is immensely soft and flexible, but capable of inflicting a nasty wound if it slices against your skin edge on.
Lucy? My dear, I thought you were resting.
I came down for a glass of water. Oh, I tried to rest, honestly I did, but I couldn't sleep. My skin itches and I've got a headache.
You've got a rash on your neck, dear. And your arms.
Looks a bit like a heat rash, but I'm feeling shivery.
I'll get Elizabeth to take a look at you when she comes back.
Where is she?
Outside, with Denise and that strange little man.
Isn't it dangerous out there?
The lure of the sweet potato was just too strong.
Oh, hell, I've lost her again. Denise! What are you doing in the hen house?
Checking for eggs. Sometimes they lay them in the corners.
You learn something every day.
I'm still trying to get a handle on the layout of this place. The encroaching rainforest makes it difficult to get a clear idea of where things are. And that could be important.
The farmhouse, you can see. The area around it was cleared of bushes and trees for a few hundred yards by the owners, whoever they were. Then we've got the hen houses and the allotment areas where they were growing vegetables. On the other side of the house, there's pasture area for cows, but they've all wandered off or been taken. And after that, there's a ring of about half a mile of rainforest before you get to the boundary fence. I guess that they were intending to clear all that as well at some stage.
And the driveway leads to a gate in the fence?
Which you would have seen if you hadn't arrived out of the blue, literally.
Indeed.
Couldn't we just use your TARDIS to get out of here?
What? And leave the mystery unresolved?
Life is full of mysteries.
That's why life is so much fun.
Anyone would think you didn't want me in your TARDIS for some reason.
Could they blame me?
Sylvia! Sylvia! I don't think I can make it to my room. Sylvia!
I still have a feeling you're keeping something from me.
Paranoia as well as delusions of grandeur and a tendency to talk to yourself. I'd be worried if I actually cared.
After all, what are the odds of you being here just as an alien creature is discovered?
It works both ways, you know. With the whole of infinity and eternity to choose from, what are the odds of you turning up at the same place and time as me?
Actually, given the way my life works, the odds are pretty good. What's that?
Come out with your hands up! I've got a gun and I'm not afraid to use it.
In fact, you'd rather enjoy it.
Please, my name is Joshua. Joshua Sembeke. You have to hide me from the Kitayaga.
The who?
You call them the Mau Mau.
Why are you running from them?
I disagree with what they are trying to do, so they call me white, like you.
Do you know where they are? What their plans are?
I can tell you everything.
I don't trust him.
You don't trust anyone.
And you trust everyone. Guess which one of us gets disappointed the most.
Let's get him back to the house and hear his story. Dr. Klein, you go and check on Mrs. Waterford.
That's it. 11 eggs. Perfect. Well done, my dears. You've done us proud. Hello. You're not a chicken. You look like you might be a hummingbird. But I've never seen a hummingbird in Kenya before. Oh, and you have friends. How wonderful. Oh. Now look, my pretties, I'd love to stay and play, but I have to get back. No, stop. Please stop. Elizabeth! Doctor! Help! Get them off me! Please! No! Chicken. You look like you might be a hummingbird. But I've never seen a hummingbird in Kenya before. Oh, and you have friends. How wonderful. Oh. Now look, my pretties, I'd love to stay and play, but I have to get back. No, stop. Please stop. Elizabeth! Doctor! Help! Get them off me!
I don't like it.
He seems harmless enough.
He could be a Mau Mau infiltrator.
He could. Or he could be exactly what he says.
We should lock him up.
We should talk to him. Establish the truth.
You there. Boy. How far away are the Mau Mau?
They're still in Nairobi. There are a lot of houses to search and to take over before they come out here.
But they will, won't they? Eventually.
Eventually. They will be everywhere. They want to take Kenya back for the tribes, for the Kikuyu, the Embu, and the Maru. They say it is their land, promised to them by the god Ngai, who lives at the top of the mountain Kirinyaga.
Where's Denise?
She's dead.
You murderous savage!
Mrs. O'Donnell, stop! Joshua had nothing to do with it.
It's true. We were between him and where I found Denise's body. He couldn't have diverted around us without us seeing him.
Then it was his friends!
We didn't see any friends.
Oh, Denise. Oh, poor Denise. How did it happen?
Just like Christine.
Did you bring her back?
I couldn't carry the body, not in the state it was in.
We can't just leave her out there.
I'll go.
I can help. Please.
We'll both go.
Where's Lucy?
Oh, I almost forgot. I found her collapsed on the landing upstairs. She was burning up. I got her into bed and I was just about to come looking for you when the doctor returned with this native.
I'll take a look at her. Lucy?
Elizabeth.
How are you feeling?
Woozy. Like I've had too much champagne. Oh, my ears are all stuffed up. You sound like you're a million miles away.
I'm right here.
I think I must be hallucinating. I thought I heard a man's voice, not the doctor's, but A native?
You weren't hallucinating. We found a man outside. He claims to be a farm worker on the run from the Mau Mau.
What's his name?
He calls himself Joshua Zimbiki. The jury's still out on whether he's telling the truth or not. Here, let me feel your forehead. You've still got a temperature. And that rash is more pronounced than it was before. Do you need some aspirin?
No, my head doesn't hurt.
What about some tranquilizers to help you sleep?
The problem isn't sleeping. It's staying awake.
We'll try dozing for a while. Let your body fight against whatever this infection is. I'll come back later and take some blood for testing, if that's all right.
Whatever you think best. I trust you.
I'm glad someone does.
It's getting dark. I suppose I ought to be cooking dinner, but I'm not quite sure where to start. Denise and Lucy usually manage that sort of thing. Does one break eggs to make an omelette? I seem to remember there's a saying about not being able to make an omelette without breaking eggs, but that's really not much to go on when you're looking for a recipe.
Ah, the English upper classes, unable to do anything without help, but still convinced they're superior to everyone else.
You can criticise, Doctor, but just look at what we've achieved. We're a small island with a small population, and yet we've made our mark around the world. We didn't do it by force, by and large. We did it by civilising and educating and showing small tribes whose vision went just as far as the horizon that by working together they could form a nation that would stretch from coast to coast.
Which you would rule.
If not us, then who? Joshua over there? If we leave the natives to run their own affairs, they will fail. They don't have the skills or the background. Perhaps in 3 or 4 generations they will be ready, but not now.
Yes, my people had a similar philosophy for a while, until it all went wrong.
Your people. Yes, I thought there was something foreign about you.
Foreign or non-Aryan? Careful, Mrs. O'Donnell. Your roots are showing.
I can see something.
What is it?
Through the gaps in this shutter. I think I can see a fire.
Let me see. It's probably just the sunset. He's right. There's something on fire just over the horizon. I can see the glow against the clouds.
I think it might be the farm next door.
I think you're right. Denise would know. Oh, poor Denise.
The Mau Mau are coming. This place will be next.
I thought you said they were still in Nairobi.
I was wrong.
We need to get out. Damn. I was hoping we'd be safe here until this tawdry little business was over, but we need to move on.
Do you have transport?
There's a Land Rover in the garage. It's still working. Elizabeth checked. And there's the Mercedes that we arrived in, but the journey was rough and I'm not sure about the suspension.
I'll go and tell Dr. Klein. Ah, I see the patient is awake.
One of them. Lucy is still dozing. I'm just testing her blood now.
Anything?
Nothing that's within my abilities. I came here with a full medical laboratory, ready to test any disease and synthesize a vaccine. But I had to leave it all in Nairobi when this Mau Mau thing started. It's probably all smashed and burned by now.
Is that Denise Waterford's body over there under the sheet?
It is. Thank you for bringing it back.
Don't thank me. Joshua did most of the work.
I've been performing a rough autopsy. A thorough examination of her injuries. I'm not convinced that the scratches killed her.
Not deep enough?
You came to the same conclusion?
Via less analytical route, perhaps, but yes. Could the shock of the attack have stopped her heart?
Shock is overrated when it comes to cause of death. And besides, Denise was in good, robust health. No, I'm tending towards a toxin.
Poison?
Take a look at this. Look at that scratch just there.
The edges are inflamed.
And they're raised, as if there's been some kind of allergic reaction. The same is true of most of the wounds.
Why didn't we spot this with the previous body?
Christine had lain in her room for several hours before Denise discovered her. The early stages of decomposition had begun. Any signs of inflammation or histamine reaction had faded.
And what about Abraham over there? How is it that he's escaped death?
That is a 65 million Deutschmark question, isn't it? I did examine his wounds, but there's no trace of any biological reaction.
So either he was scratched but not poisoned...
Or he has immunity to the poison.
Either way, we have a mystery.
I thought mysteries were what made life fun.
Not when your life may depend upon them.
And did you come up here just to be cryptic, or was there something else?
Joshua saw the conflagration on the horizon. Sylvia suspects that it's the farm next door set ablaze. She thinks we should get out of this place.
With one invalid human, one suspected invalid alien, and a possible Mau Mau collaborator.
Yes, I do see the problem, but consider the alternative. Do we really want to be here when the Mau Mau arrive?
Do not be afraid.
Who are you?
My name is Joshua Sembeke. I am of the Kamba tribe. I was a worker on a farm nearby until the Mau Mau came. Now, I am hiding from them, as you are.
So what are you doing in my bedroom?
I heard a noise.
In my bedroom?
Upstairs.
Well, this is upstairs. Oh, you mean the attic? What kind of noise?
Like nothing I have heard before.
Well, let's go and take a look.
Stop.
I can't hear anything.
Let your mind and your heart become still. Listen without moving.
I still can't hear anything.
Perhaps further down. Stop here.
Something's trapped in the attic.
Is it trapped? Or are we?
I'm not sure he has the energy to walk more than a few steps.
Then we should leave him behind. He's a liability.
If you were wounded, should we leave you behind?
Of course. The needs of the individual are nothing compared to the needs of the group.
What is a group if it's not made up of individuals? Everyone matters, Klein. Nobody is unimportant.
You are risking all of our lives, Doctor, for a meaninglessly sentimental gesture. We should wrap him in a blanket. It would make him easier to carry.
He's amazingly thin, almost malnourished.
The blood loss hasn't helped. I don't even know whether putting him on a saline drip would be helpful or fatal.
Test the pH of his blood. That might give us some idea of his basic biochemistry.
Elizabeth?
Lucy, I thought you were asleep.
I was woken up. Doctor, there's something in the attic.
What kind of something?
Just like before, in Christine's room, a kind of fluttering, like a trapped bird.
A bird? Is that where that feather came from? Some kind of bird?
Intelligent alien species are remarkably rare in the cosmos. Something to do with the inability to manipulate tools effectively with their wings, I think.
How do you know it's intelligent?
Because it's here on Earth.
But what do we do about it?
Under other circumstances, I'd like to attempt to communicate with it. But I think the general consensus of opinion is that we ought to evacuate the house.
Evacuate? To where?
To anywhere that the Mau Mau aren't.
Now, we need to get Abraham here downstairs to the garage. Sylvia is getting the car started. I need you and Joshua to pack as much food as you can to take with us.
All right.
But before you do that, I want to give you some vitamins and some antibiotics. I'm still worried about that rash. The doctor said you wanted to evacuate the house.
I think it's our only option, but I can't get the engine started.
I've got Lucy down and the doctor is bringing Abraham and Joshua.
Why on earth are we taking them?
The doctor was very insistent.
Yes, he does have that tendency, doesn't he? Still, I suppose if he's with the Foreign Office, then he must know best.
Excuse me, coming through.
Lucy, my dear, how are you feeling?
Much better now that I've had a nap, thank you. I've packed a picnic basket with as much food as I could manage.
Shove it in the back and climb in behind me. Elizabeth, get the creature and the native boy in the back and make sure they can't reach the guns.
Understood. Do you want me to drive?
I was rather expecting the doctor to drive, as he's the closest thing we have to a man of the house.
I'd be more than happy. I have happy memories of big Greenland rovers.
How did you do that?
As with dogs, the trick is not making the engine think you're afraid of it. All aboard! Who's coming aboard? Oh, yes, no temporal synchromesh. Must remember.
Oh! Oh!
not so fast.
When was this road last cleared, for heaven's sake?
The trouble is that the jungle grows so fast that you've no sooner finished cutting than you have to start again.
Oh, you cut it yourself, Mrs. O'Donnell?
Of course not. We have natives to do it for us.
How exhausting for you.
I must say that I admire a man who insists on driving on the left, even under these circumstances.
Did you know that 86% of all species drive on the left and nobody knows why?
Did he say species?
He meant nationalities.
Well, in that case, they drive on the left because we do.
We're coming up on a bend. The gate should be straight ahead once we get round it.
Did we leave the gates closed when we came through?
It doesn't matter. Stop and let me out.
It appears we have been anticipated.
What is it?
There's something in front of the gates.
Two burned-out cars and a tree trunk blocking the way.
Too heavy to shift.
The Mau Mau don't want you to leave.
Apparently so.
I can't see any natives.
They probably dumped the stuff there to pin us down and then gone back to whatever pillaging they were doing down the road. They'll come for us when they're ready.
Can't we just drive along the boundary fence until we find somewhere that we can cut through?
The fence is chain-link, and the trees and bushes go right up to it. We get 5 yards into the jungle and get stuck.
We'll have to go back to the house, fortify it, barricade ourselves in. But first, Dr. Klein, please pass me one of those shotguns. I think I've got some twine in my pocket. I'd be surprised if I don't, considering what else is in there.
I got the impression last time we met that you didn't like guns.
I don't like weapons. People can use almost anything as a weapon. A car battery, fountain pen, an umbrella. Fortunately, it's sometimes possible to use a weapon as something entirely different.
There. That's nearly done it. Nothing's getting in through this window now. Oh, I never realised before how exhilarating hard work can be.
I think I hate the BBC World Service. I swear that if the world is ever incinerated in a superpower nuclear conflagration, they'll still be transmitting a programme of light classics and recipes to an audience consisting entirely of mutated cockroaches.
And they never play Wagner. Have you noticed that?
Oh, I've noticed. Imperialism by stealth, that's what it is. Light classics are the opium of the masses.
I sometimes wonder if something ought to be done about it.
Such as?
The right people taking the right jobs. Politicians, broadcasters, industrialists, all with the same core set of beliefs. That there are better forms of government than the so-called democracy we have, which is pretty much a choice between a handful of parties, none of which you would trust to run the country.
The tragedy of National Socialism is that the concept of a benevolent dictator has lost all credibility.
Whereas it's palpably the best form of government.
If you choose the right dictator.
That's the trick, isn't it? I do still have a number of friends in the higher echelons of British society. We keep in touch.
And I have some friends in South America who would like to meet them.
If we ever get out of here alive.
What the hell was that?
Shotgun.
Warning signal. I left the shotgun tied to the tree by the gate, with the trigger attached to a piece of twine stretched across the road.
I hope you had the shotgun pointing across the road as well.
Of course not. I left it pointed upwards. I wanted warning, not bloodshed.
How very humanitarian. They've lost the element of surprise.
Fired from about a half a mile away, judging by the lag between the shot and the bullet hitting.
What do we do?
We fire back, of course. Defend ourselves.
Abhor violence.
Violence doesn't care about your opinions, Doctor. It just is.
Violence begets violence.
A damn conscientious objector. I should have known. We'll go up to my bedroom. It overlooks the drive.
What about the back of the house? They might sneak around.
Doctor, would it injure your precious principles to keep lookout from Lucy's bedroom at the back and call us if you see anything?
I'll take Lucy and Joshua with me.
You take the right-hand window, I'll take the left.
We'll have to push the shutters open. That'll be noticed.
Well, you can't make an omelette without breaking eggs.
That's the second time today I've been reminded of that. Can you see them?
I thought I saw something move in the tree like... There!
You got him!
I got something.
They're getting better.
Just as long as we stay better than them. Over by the hen house.
I see him.
Oh, good shot.
Thank you. I used to be rather good on the moors in grouse season.
I'll bet you were.
We didn't get all of them.
That was a handgun. They might be out of rifles, or riflemen.
What's that? Over by the baobab tree.
I don't... Oh, yes. Just to the left. Yes, and he's got a pistol as well. Come on, just forward a little, just so I can make out your face. And that's the third.
Is that it?
Maybe. Maybe it's not a full Mau Mau attack. Maybe it's just a small band of looters taking advantage of the confusion.
The Mau Mau are just a band of looters. Don't dignify them by making them out to be anything else. We should wait for a while, just to be sure.
I'll watch everything to the left of the road. You watch to the right. We'll give it 10 minutes.
No use. I can't find the BBC World Service.
Wherever the transmitters are, they've probably been smashed.
But where are we going to get news from now?
If the BBC's transmitters have been smashed, then that's all the news we need. We're on our own.
We always are, in the end.
Let's take stock of the situation.
It's been quiet for the past hour or so. Dr. Klein is upstairs with Abraham.
Oh, I do wish people wouldn't personalise that creature so...
Lack of personalisation is probably one of the reasons the Mau Mau rebelled in the first place.
What about the native boy? Where is he?
You mean Joshua? I asked him to check the shutters in every room.
And you trust him to do that?
I'll check them myself after he comes back. If they're all still intact, we know we can trust him.
If they're damaged or open, we know we can't trust him. If they're undamaged... The jury is still out.
You can prove a positive, but you can never prove a negative. How surprisingly philosophical.
I went to Oxford, Doctor. I'm not stupid.
You are many things, Mrs. O'Donnell, but I don't believe that stupid is one of
Please
them.
Please don't bicker. I can't stand it.
Oh, I'm sorry, my dear. You're right. We need to work together if we're going to survive this.
If you're asking what I'm doing, I'm testing your blood. Because the doctor has an overridingly altruistic desire to help you. I'm trying to find out if your blood is anything at all like ours. It's the same colour, and the clotting factor looks to be similar. I wouldn't go so far as to say it's hemoglobin-based yet, but it's certainly got the same pH as human blood. Which raises some interesting questions about convergent evolution that I'll have to take up with the doctor. I might be able to risk putting you on a saline drip to try and get some fluids into you, although I'd be nervous about the effects of a transfusion. Yes, this is Christine O'Donnell. Or it was. And I suspect you know what killed her, although you can't tell us, even if you wanted to. But I intend finding out. By trying to purify whatever toxin killed her. If I'm going to be able to identify it, I need to collect a large enough sample before it degrades. There's a small amount of toxin in the blisters around each wound, but there are a lot of wounds, so I should be able to build up a good few milliliters if I can find a needle thin enough, and if my hand is steady enough. No, that's all right. You just stay where you are. I can manage.
We can't leave the house. We don't know if the British Army will ever come and rescue us, and if the Mau Mau don't kill us all, then this creature that slaughtered Denise and Christine will.
Yes, Doctor. What are we doing about keeping watch for the Mau Mau?
I went out early and set up a series of tripwires.
Not linked to shotguns, I hope. We may need all the ones we have.
To cowbells. We'll hear if anyone approaches along any of the paths through the jungle.
Very enterprising. And very brave. Thank you.
Oh, I can move like a cat if the mood takes me.
What in heaven's name?
It's Klein!
Klein!
What's the matter?
I don't know. She's collapsed.
And that damn creature has gone.
The window's open. It got out that way.
I knew it.
What has happened?
It's Dr. Klein. She's dead.
No, she's still alive. Look, there's no blood, no scratches.
Except for that gash on her hand.
Elizabeth, what happened?
I was trying to collect a sample of toxin from Denise's body. I'd got a syringe full, but Abraham attacked me from behind.
What had happened to the syringe, Klein?
Broken. Scratched my hand.
And it looks as if the toxin splashed across the scratch. Whatever killed Mrs. McCormack is now in your bloodstream.
Abraham attacked me from behind.
What had happened to the syringe, Klein?
Broken. Scratched my hand.
And it looks as if the toxin splashed across the scratch. Whatever killed Mrs. McCormack is now in your bloodstream.
Well, don't just stand there like a cauliflower, man. Help her!
Joshua, check the windows in the other bedrooms. The last thing we need is the Mau-Mau attacking now. Lucy, I'll need hot water in a bowl.
I will shout if I see anything.
Mrs. O'Donnell, help me get Dr. Klein into the bed.
Come on.
How are you feeling, Klein?
Hot. Nauseous. And my hand feels as if it's swelling up like a balloon.
We need to stop the poison getting any farther into your body. Mrs. O'Donnell, hand me that sheet.
What are you doing?
He's making a tourniquet.
If I cut off the blood supply just below the elbow, it'll stop the toxin from circulating.
What if it's already got into my system?
One thing at a time.
I've got the water.
Well done. Now, go and help Joshua check the windows for signs of activity outside.
And take this gun.
In case the Mau-Mau attack.
In case Joshua isn't what he says he is.
Mrs. O'Donnell, you wash the cut thoroughly with the remains of that sheet. Keep changing the material. We don't want to keep reintroducing the poison back into the wound.
What about you?
Well, I'm going to see what's in Dr. Klein's medical bag.
I'm surprised to find you so concerned, Doctor. Wouldn't it make life easier for you if I were absent from your universe?
Not like this.
What are you two on about?
The Doctor and I have what you might call a conflict of ideologies.
Dr. Klein's ideology is that you have to break something down to rubble before you can build it up again the way you want. I'm much more of the opinion that you can build in whatever direction you want using whatever you are as your foundation.
Yes. That's why London is a rabbit warren of winding streets and alleys in all conceivable historical styles, whereas Berlin had the most magnificently balanced architecture set in wide open public spaces, all designed in the same manner by Albert Speer.
Ah, yes, so this should slow your metabolism down a tad. Intravenous, I think. So, if our positions were reverse, Klein... If I were dying and you knew I would try to change your world if I survived, would you help me?
If I thought you might succeed, then no. The world would be better off with you dead.
And how would that be any different from just putting a pillow over my face and suffocating me? or injecting me with insulin and watching me die.
It wouldn't, of course.
Oh, for heaven's sake, you two. This is academic. We are all civilized people. We help one another despite the fact that our beliefs might be at odds.
Make a fist. That's right. Just a little scratch. There's hope for you yet, Mrs. O'Donnell.
You realise that you're just staving off the inevitable.
By keeping you alive. I will never let you change history the way you want to.
I mean by using the tourniquet and the drugs. The toxin is still in my system.
I know.
So what are you going to do about it?
The only thing I can. I'm going after Abraham. If there's an antitoxin for this poison, then he's the only hope we have of finding it. He's the key to the whole situation.
You're going out alone into a jungle filled with Mau Mau infiltrators and some kind of ferocious beast. And you're in search of a creature that's on the run who can't tell you what it is that you want to know anyway.
Yes.
Then I'm coming with you.
And leave two invalids guarding the house? I think not. I need you to stay here.
Then I need to come with you.
You can hardly move.
If you succeed in finding an antitoxin, then you need to get it into me as fast as possible. By the time you get back to the house, I might be dead.
Oh, very well. Have it your own way. You usually do.
Doctor! I can hear a cowbell! I think the Mau Mau are coming!
It's more likely to be Abraham running in the opposite direction. Where did the noise come from?
The far side of the house, out past the hen houses.
Which is more or less in the opposite direction from the gate. Well, at least that tells us what direction to head off in.
Wouldn't you be better off using a machete?
No, I'm fine with the umbrella. Thank you. It's a multi-purpose instrument.
Are you sure he came this way?
I'll have you know that I learned my tracking skills from the parrot hunters of the Arapaho tribe.
Whose expertise lay in hunting buffalo across the American plains, I believe. I'm not reassured.
The principles are the same.
If we end up finding a buffalo instead of that alien creature, I'll make you eat those words. If I last that long.
How are you doing?
I can't walk in a straight line, and I can't feel my left arm. But on the good side, I'm not feeling any more nauseous than I did back at the house. Whatever you did appears to have worked.
Only a temporary solution, I'm afraid.
There's always amputation, I suppose.
Ah, that's your answer for everything, isn't it? Just destroy the source of the problem and move on. Carpet bombing native tribes, cutting away poison flesh, deleting whole swathes of history. Don't you have any subtlety, Klein?
Do what works. That's my motto. Morality is a luxury.
There are many ways of getting to the same destination. And often the best one is not the most direct.
A bit like your tracking skills.
Lucy? Are you there?
Still here.
Any signs of life?
Nothing on this side of the house.
How are you holding up?
Actually, I'm not doing too well, but my head feels kind of swimmy.
Keep your chin up, dear. The doctor will be back soon. Boy, where are you? Joshua? Can you hear me? Lucy, have you seen Joshua? Is he with you? Lucy? Is that you? Anyone?
Look, traces of blood on that tree trunk. Abraham's been this way.
Which tree trunk? I can see two.
The one I'm pointing to.
But I can see two of you.
Is this your way of telling me that you're experiencing some visual disturbances?
I knew you'd get there in the end. You could just abandon me, you know. I'm sure your TARDIS isn't too far away. Just go. Lead me to my fate.
And what about Sylvia and Lucy? Should I just abandon them as well?
Why not? Aren't they already a part of this history that you're trying so hard to protect? The Allies won the war and a group of women were massacred in the Mau Mau Rebellion. Why is it that you feel the need to preserve one and change the other?
small stones and big rocks.
You've lost me.
History is like a huge pile of stones and rocks. You can take the stones out from between the rocks and not disturb the pile, but start taking the rocks out halfway up and there's a landslide.
So the small personal events are the stones and the big historical ones are the rocks.
Something like that.
It sounds more like a children's game, you know. Taking the wooden blocks out of a tower without it falling down.
And there are some races in the universe who treat history just like that, as a game for their children to play. Come on, let's keep going.
Lucy? Oh, my dear. What happened?
I fell down. Oh, feeling dizzy. I think I might be sick.
Here, let's get you into bed. That rash is all over your face.
I'm sorry, Mrs. O'Donnell. I should be on watch. I must...
No. You stay where you are. I'll go and get the boy to help. Joshua? What are you doing?
I am watching for the Mau Mau.
What do you need that torch for?
It will be dark soon.
But not yet. And you've got it switched on. You're signalling them, aren't you? You're signalling the Mau Mau.
And they will come. And they will kill you.
But why? What have we ever done to you?
You took our lands and forced us to work for you for a pittance. And still you ask us that? How stupid are you?
Doctor, help!
That funny little man cannot help you now.
Stay away from me. Stay away! Oh, oh, please. No! No!
And now you will pay for everything you have done.
What's that?
Where?
Through the trees.
I can't see anything. You must be hallucinating.
No, over there.
Ah, oh yes, it's Abraham. He appears to have stopped running.
It looks like he's waiting for something. You know, I'm beginning to think that Denise was right about knitting him some clothes. There's something rather disconcerting about him standing there naked.
Let's approach cautiously. Softly, softly, catch the alien.
Abraham? It's Dr. Klein and the doctor. The doctor. What's that thing he's standing in front of?
Some kind of prefabricated structure, a dome.
It looks like plastic.
Certainly artificial and probably not from this planet.
Look at how the colours shift. You could probably fit a couple of rooms in there.
I suspect there is more underground. I wonder, did Abraham build it or was it someone else?
What the hell is that?
It's the last pieces of the jigsaw puzzle assembling themselves into a picture.
It's birds. Hundreds of them. Thousands.
A flock. Moving as one.
They're attacking Abraham.
Like the reverse. They're settling on him. Covering him.
As if he's clothed in feathers from head to foot.
Imagine all those tiny claws gripping his skin, all those tiny beaks pressing against his flesh.
Those scratches all over his body.
And underneath his body and Christine's.
They were caused by a flock of birds. This flock of birds.
Birds with poisonous claws. Alien birds.
Then why doesn't their poison affect Abraham?
Oh, if he's their mule, then it wouldn't make evolutionary sense for him to die every time they land on him. How else would a flock of birds be able to manipulate tools and build spaceships except by using another creature? I imagine they use some form of short-range telepathy or thought control. The birds are probably relatively mindless individually, but as a flock, they have a group intelligence that can influence poor Abraham. I'm the doctor. Am I communicating with a bipedal mammal or the avian flock?
We are in chains. We have been searching for the host. You had captured him. We sought to release him.
Hardly captured. He was found in the jungle, unconscious.
We left him. When we returned, he was not there.
And does he always stay where you leave him?
Of course. What else would he do?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, why don't you ask him? He might want to do some sightseeing or get an ice cream or... or visited an art gallery.
Your words make no sense. The host has no opinions, no thoughts of his own.
You might be surprised.
You are not of this world, Doctor. We sense depths, chasms, abysses within you that these others do not contain.
Oh, I'm a traveller just passing through. But what about you? What's your motive for being here?
We conduct research.
But why here? Why this planet?
The atmosphere matches our atmosphere. The insects can be eaten by us. The vegetation can be eaten by the host. It is convenient.
You must understand me. Why go to another planet at all? Why not do your research on your own planet? Assuming you still have one.
Too dangerous.
So, you move the risk to a different world. Brave of you to actually do it yourself.
Your words make no sense. We do what works. Morality is a luxury.
And what is the subject of this dangerous research that you are doing, hidden away here in the jungle? Nuclear fusion? Antimatter? Dystronic radiation? Or is it biological warfare?
Of course. Lucy's illness was caused by an accidental leak. Something got out.
This is true. The leak was stopped. But some microbes escaped.
This is monstrous.
Actually, looked at dispassionately, this is entirely practical.
But why use an occupied world? Why not base yourself on a planet with vegetation and insects, but no intelligent life?
Of all the planets we surveyed, this one had the highest number of microbial organisms and the fastest rate of evolution. This planet is unique.
It's also got a dominant life form. Humanity!
Another advantage. The humans will form perfect test subjects for our research. Once we have progressed that far, the accident has already proven that humans can become infected by our artificial microbes.
But what's the point in using humans as test subjects? That won't tell you anything about the effects of disease on your own race.
Oh, I think their plans go well beyond their own race. I think they're trying to develop diseases that attack many races at once. A universal plague.
How clever.
How utterly appalling. And what are you going to do with these biological weapons once you have them? Win wars? Take over solar systems? Become the biggest bully in the playground?
Warfare is a foolish pastime, wasteful of energy and resources. We will sell our weapons. Other species who are engaged in warfare will pay highly for microbes that could infect their enemies. We will become the most powerful economic entity in the galaxy. And when other races have wiped each other out or bankrupted themselves, then we will control the galaxy.
And you will be immune to all these diseases, of course.
We have developed a cure. Our microbes all contain the genetically engineered weakness. Biological trapdoor that can be exploited by a particular toxin.
How perfect, how symmetrical, and how wholly, utterly wrong. You must be stopped, and you will be stopped.
Not by you.
Be careful. I think they're preparing to take off.
You are disruptive. You must be silenced.
I'm talking now to Abraham, for the host, not the cheerless. Abraham. You don't have to go along with this. You're a being in your own right. You have opinions, thoughts, beliefs, and desires. You do not have to subjugate your will to that of the Chalice.
The Doctor is right. I know you are intelligent. You tried to hold a conversation with me. You were aware of what I was saying. And when you escaped from the house, you demonstrated that you could make your own choices. Make one now. Resist the Chalice.
No creature should ever live under the domination of another. Exert your free will. Say, no, today I will not do what you want. I will do what I want.
Perfect. Our control of the host is weakening. Concentrate.
They're settling back on it.
Shorter the range, the greater the control. Stay strong. focus on what you want, not what they want. You don't want to hurt us. You don't want to hurt anyone.
It's not working.
They're re-establishing control.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Just because something is different doesn't mean that it is inferior.
Those are my words.
What is a group if it's not made up of individuals? Everyone matters. Nobody is unimportant.
He's remembering what we said in his presence.
The doctor has an overridingly altruistic desire to help people in distress.
I'm forcing the cellist to repeat it. He's reversing the telepathic link.
He's hurting himself.
No, he's hitting out at the birds that cover him.
He's crushing them.
And they're turning on him, scratching deeper with their claws, their beaks and their feathers.
No, stop. You must stop. Do as we command. You are killing us. You are killing us.
There are too few of them left to exert control.
They're taking off. Watch out.
Gestalt consciousness has broken down. The individuals now, yes, instinctively reacting to a threat.
They've decided we're part of the threat.
We've no choice. Use your machete against them.
What about you?
I have my umbrella. Look out, here they come! There! Get you! Out there! Again, take that! That's all of them, I think. Not a pleasant thing to do, but they were poisonous and vicious.
I remember you saying that anything can be used as a weapon, but I didn't think an umbrella would count.
I'll never be able to look at this umbrella in the same way.
That was very clever, making Abraham rebel against his controllers.
You played your part. I realise that the philosophy I was espousing is alien to your very nature.
How do you mean?
The word fascism comes from the Latin fasces, meaning a bunch of sticks tied together. The idea is that people are stronger when they all work together than they are individually. The individual has no place in a fascist society. I was telling Abraham the exact opposite. And so were you.
I was telling him what he needed to hear so that he would fight against the control of the Chalice. I still believe that the subjugation of the individual is necessary for the sake of the collective interests of the race. Of course you appreciate the irony, don't you?
What irony?
In convincing Abraham not to do what the Chalice wanted, you ended up convincing him to do what you wanted. He was still being controlled.
He had a choice, Klein. I just let him exercise that choice.
Just keep telling yourself that.
How are you doing?
I'm holding it together. Just. It's Abraham.
He's badly injured.
I thought he was immune to the Chalice's poison.
They've severed some major blood vessels. There's nothing we can do. No, stay where you are. Don't try to move.
He wants us to go with him.
Into the Chalice dome.
Doctor, I'm not sure I can make it much further.
I don't think there's far to go. We're nearly in the centre of the dome. Have you noticed the architecture?
I've been too busy trying not to pass out.
The main corridors are obviously built for Abraham and his ilk, but the holes in the top of the walls are probably there to allow the Chalice flock to fly around.
Super.
Ah, here we are, the centre.
I think I recognise some of that equipment.
It's alien.
Yes, but there's only so many ways you can build a centrifuge or a fractional distillation column. This is their laboratory. This is where they've been doing their experiments.
What is it, my friend?
He wants us to go over there.
Ah, a refrigerated storage area.
What's he pointing at?
That flask.
You don't think
that it's the universal cure that the Chalice developed for their bioengineered diseases? It rather looks that way. And that device beside it looks like a transdermal injector. Yes, that's all very well, but how do I know what the dose should be? Ah, I see. The injector has a scanner mode. Let me see. Hold out your arm.
I was poisoned, not infected.
I imagine the cheerless poison is a byproduct of their biological research. And if I were them, I would make sure that my universal cure worked against the widest possible set of illnesses.
Are you sure about this?
I'm not sure about anything. Certainty is the first step towards dictatorship.
You never stop, do you?
Ow! Cold! Don't be a child.
Abraham!
He's finished. The strain of bringing us in here has been too much for him.
But he saved my life.
He saved everyone's life. Hello? Is anyone home? An answer came there, none. I don't like it.
I think I share your concern. Let's search the house. We need to find Lucy as quickly as possible so we can give her the Chalice's treatment.
Mrs. O'Donnell! Lucy!
Lucy?
No!
What happened here?
I can't imagine anyone surviving this.
They didn't.
Sylvia?
It's Joshua's blood.
Did the Mau Mau attack?
In a sense, Joshua was the Mau Mau. One of them, anyway. I caught him signalling to them. He attacked me.
What happened?
Lucy happened. She came up behind him and hit him with a lantern, and then she just collapsed. I think the strain was too much for her. I couldn't feel a pulse. She wasn't breathing. A few seconds before, there were three people in this house, and suddenly there was only one. Me.
And what did you do with the bodies?
Lucy's body, I put in the bedroom with Denise's. And Joshua's I left outside in the garden for the hyenas to take.
And the Mau Mau?
Either way, they weren't there. Or when Joshua's signal was cut short, they decided to retreat. Either way, there was no attack. I was just left alone here in the house. Now, what about you, Elizabeth? Was your quest a success?
I think I'm cured, but Abraham is dead.
So many people dead. So many people to be buried.
You're thinking about others, Mrs. O'Donnell. I need you to do something for me. There is something else that needs to be buried. The dome, out in the rainforest. It needs to have earth piled over it, as much earth as you can manage. It needs to be buried so that nobody ever finds it again. It needs to be buried so that nothing ever gets out. And it must never be opened by anyone, ever. If anyone goes inside, they'll die. The whole world will die.
Couldn't we just burn this dome or blow it up?
Dr. Klein has told me about the consequences if we try that. Burying it is the only way, and I need to ask more of you, Sylvia. I need you to stay here, even after the rebellion is over, even after the Kenyans get their independence. I need you and your husband to stay here and watch over that buried dome, to make sure that nothing ever disturbs it, and pass that responsibility on to your children or to someone else. If you fail, if they fail, then what happens to Lucy will happen to the whole world.
And you won't tell me why?
It's best that I don't.
And what about you?
I'll stay until the British Army gets here and the situation stabilizes. I'll even stay until you find your husband or he finds you. But I can't stay forever. I never do.
Will you stay, Elizabeth?
No. I'm sorry, but no. I've done what I came here to do. I made a difference.
I'd better go and check the windows. Seems so pointless now, but life goes on, I suppose. We keep ourselves moving.
And what about you? Where will you go?
Back to South America, perhaps. Back to De Flores and his wolves.
And you think I'm going to let you set about creating a Fourth Reich from scratch?
I don't see how you could stop me, short of killing me, and that would make a mockery of everything you did to save me.
I didn't save you in order to let you rewrite history, Klein. I need you where I can keep an eye on you.
You're going to stay with me and watch me until I die?
Quite the reverse. You're coming with me.
You are going to give me access to a time machine and the whole of human history? Do you really understand what you're proposing?
Better than you, I suspect. Your perspective is too shallow. There are things out there you need to see. Do you accept?
No conditions. No parole.
No conditions. No parole.
Then yes. For better or worse, I'm coming with you.